Come on to my house, in my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, in my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and every god I do.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guests are Sherry and Chuck Vanderpool, and they are the owners of the Lighthouse Cafe in Trinidad and Humboldt Homemade Meals. Let's talk about when you first went into the restaurant business. Why did you decide to do that?
We owned a restaurant probably 25 years ago in New Jersey, and it evolved from the restaurant. It went into a meal delivery service that we ship meals. And when we decided to move here, we just stuck with the food. So we started out with Humboldt Homemade Meals when we arrived here, making meals to ship, and it evolved into delivery. And when a spot became available for us to open a restaurant, we jumped on it.
And I understand the grandchildren is what brought you to Humboldt County.
Yes. Our son and daughter-in-law were mean enough to move and take their kids with them. And we have another daughter that moved almost about the same time. She moved to Portland for school, and another son is in Europe. And all of a sudden, New Jersey was not attractive anymore.
Well, you did move to a beautiful place. At least they did that for you.
They did that for us. When I visited, I fell in love with it here.
And then let's talk a little bit about the Humboldt Homemade Meals. How did that idea come about to provide packaged meals?
Well, before we even moved here, I was talking to my son on the phone, and we were trying to come up with a way to make a living here. And he had a farm share with Eddie Tanner, and I liked the idea of the fresh local vegetables. And we decided that we would just try the same food delivery service when we got here.
And what people generally tend to buy the meals?
We have a lot of different. We have elderly people. We have single people. We have a serves two or serves four for the Humboldt Homemade Meals. And I have a single person that actually orders every week, serves two and serves two of each. She gets, so she actually has four meals. Single people that will get serves one of each.
And do people buy these as gifts sometimes?
Oh, yeah, a lot of times for gifts for new babies or
when the moms
when they're
tied up with the new baby.
People that are ill and recovering from an illness in their home and they don't want to cook.
And a nice thank you to somebody for doing something nice.
Yes.
Give them a home-cooked meal that you didn't necessarily
have
to cook.
Don't. A lot of times we'll do something like a big pot pie or something for that type of gift.
And who are the local producers that you tend to buy from?
Well, we use Humboldt grass-fed beef for the restaurant for our beef. We use Prairie Creek for farm fresh eggs and Humboldt Creamery for the ice cream. This would be my son Chuck's third year for a farm share with Eddie Tanner. We're going to, for the first time, be able to do several shares so that we can take advantage of all the beautiful things that he grows. I'm excited to be able to just, at the restaurant now, have the opportunity to say, here's what we have. This is what we're going to make for our dinner specials.
And what other
we use
local?
The tofu shop for our tofu. Captain Zach supplies the crab, and we've been getting albacore tuna lately. Shake Fork Community Farms for the grains. We use Calhoun's barbecue sauce. We like their barbecue sauce. Sacred Grounds Coffee. We have the Moonstone and Winnette Wines and Humboldt Beers.
And why is it important for you to use local products?
Because it's all about the community. The community has embraced us since we got here. I've felt that we're only here less than 2 years, and I feel like walking through town, you know more people than the 30-odd years we lived in New Jersey. Not that to knock New Jersey, it was wonderful, but it's very different. It's unique here. Uh-huh. People care about the local food and staying local and helping each other.
You know? When we moved here, everybody says, "Welcome to Humboldt."
How many times?
Get over that. How many times you would hear, "Welcome to Humboldt."
Uh-huh. It's like our own nation here, the Humboldt Nation.
It seems like.
You don't see people saying, "Welcome to New Jersey." You see, what exit are you?
And now you have Amy, who's your daughter-in-law, working with you, and she has been experimenting with local grains.
Awesome, yes. She is making homemade bread. She makes all of the rolls and the bread for our restaurant. She uses Shake Fork grains, and she is, it's still in the future, but it's going to be soon. She's starting up like a bread club. She's going to be flexible with it, but it just has to be consistent. You know, she doesn't want to waste the grains. If you order for a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, pick up a bread, or, you know, if you want it every day or just once a week.
And how did she get involved in bread making?
She just tried it and liked it. And
she wouldn't let us buy rolls when we go to the Arcata Plaza, the farm market, where we sell our potatoes and brisket sandwiches. She wouldn't let us buy the rolls for the brisket sandwiches, so she started making them.
She said, Humboldt Homemade is Humboldt Homemade. You can't buy rolls.
That's right.
Good for her. Yeah. I like this Amy.
And do you really want to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning every Saturday to make enough rolls for us? And
she did it. She also makes all the ice cream custard that we use.
Oh, okay.
And then my son comes in and runs it through the machine. And that's how we have our homemade ice cream also.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and she makes the brownies to go into the ice cream and the ginger snaps to go into the ice cream and...
Now, let's talk about the interesting thing that you put in a cone at your business, because you on the farmer's market in Arcata and also in the business up there at the Trinidad Cafe, you serve a savory cone with mashed potatoes. I personally had the bacon and brisket and gravy, which was fantastic.
The cone thing is still evolving. We just have not been able to do some of the ideas we have. You know, we think you could do sweet potatoes, you could do turkey stuffing and gravy in the cone. I mean, pretty much anything would be good in the cone.
And where did you get the idea for doing the mashed potatoes, the brisket and gravy and bacon in the cone?
Yeah.
How did you get that idea?
Well, evolved after a night of partying with my college friend who came up to visit us. And we needed something unique to get into the farmer's market, because you have to go through a process and they have to eliminate or say, come on and be a part of us.
Yeah, it's competitive to get in, and we really wanted to promote Humboldt Homemade Meals that way.
Right.
I mean, so we kind of envisioned that people would order and pick up the meals at the farmer's market as well.
Yeah. So how about a mashed potato in a cone? You ever heard of that? Nope, never heard of that one. Hey, we could do this and we could do that. And that's how it kind of evolved one night.
It took several months of trying the cone mixture, because we had to have some sweetness in there or it wouldn't seal. I can't tell you how many were on the floor that you know, you try to roll it and they wouldn't seal.
So. And how many you had to sample to make sure you got it just right.
Well, the grandkids helped us.
Helped with that. That's good. Do you use the Humboldt grass-fed beef to make this?
For
the brisket.
Okay. For the brisket as well,
And now you also do some interesting dessert in a cone. You do the salted caramel. How did that come about?
It's Amy and Chuck, pretty much, my daughter-in-law and son. They pretty much have taken over the ice cream part of it. When we decided to do the restaurant, you know, and that opportunity became available, they bought an old-fashioned hand crank and just for months and months and months tried different flavors and by hand cranking it until we purchased the machine that actually now does the making of the ice cream.
They must be strong.
Amy is strong.
I've seen Amy. So let's talk about the hours. Somebody wants to go up to Trinidad and try one of these beef briskets in a cone. What are your hours up at the Trinidad Cafe?
Every day, 11 to 7, except for the time being, we're closed on Wednesdays.
Okay. And then Humboldt Homemade, where can they find information about that?
We're online, humboldthomemademeals.com, and they can call the restaurant and place an order that way or do it online.
Great.
We post the menu monthly there.
Oh, okay. Great. Well, this has been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure talking with Sherry and Chuck Vanderpool from Lighthouse Cafe and Humboldt Homemade Meals. Thank you.
Thank you,
Jennifer.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and apricot, I
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.